All of our listeners can relate to this one. You're driving all the way home from work and you don't remember much of the actual trip. That's called driving-induced trance. It happens to all of us. And it happens when we're less engaged in our driving than we are with other thoughts in our mind. It typically happens when we're overfamiliar with something. This disengagement or lack of consciousness awareness not only impacts driving, but it can impact every area of our lives if we allow it. It's absolutely normal to do it occasionally as the mind needs rest from concentration. But if it becomes a way of life, if you begin to do this in relationships and conversations and tasks at work and you're interviewing, it's going to take a toll on your success and on your well-being. For many, it's fairly easy to become so overwhelmed by the automatic assembly line of life that we drift away from being fully present or engaged in what we're doing at the moment. And if you allow this to become habitual, it can devour attention from what's right in front of you. Researchers studying positive psychology have found that being engaged with what one is doing at the moment is absolutely vital. It's one of the five pillars of happiness and well-being. People who are engaged are fully immersed in what they're doing, not just intellectually, but emotionally, and some scientists suggest even spiritually. The enemy of engagement is distraction, which has become even more of a problem in today's culture, where phones, computers, and 1,000 cable channels provide more opportunities to disengage during work and relationships. Reams of data to prove that this is dangerous to our brains and relationships are now available. How can this impact interviewing and recruiting? One of the most consistent complaints we hear from managers is that interviews feel like a waste of time. This statement in and of itself describes a greater problem in this manager's thinking. This manager has been so distracted by tactical office management and putting the multiple fires out during each day, they have lost sight of the means to which actually creates an engaged, successful workplace. One where you are present emotionally to the things that really matter. One which is consistently called to interview, to build relationships with savvy professionals, and building the relationships of those in front of you to increase retention. This takes active listening. It takes not placing your own agenda above someone else's. It requires a daily decision to reach out to others. The quick decision to tell a coworker, or for that matter, a stranger on the street, hey, great tie. In an instance, you have changed a person's mood, and in many cases, you receive acknowledgement back. The action part of engagement is not something that we have to have a schematic plan for, but rather we must be open to and willing to initiate, create, and savor experiences that fuel ours and others' well-being. I began by talking about distraction happening more with things that are familiar, like driving. What has become so familiar to you that you're losing the very presence of yourself?